You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is June 3rd, 2026, and I hope you're doing well. I'm doing well myself. Before we get started, of course, there's a free Discord. I highly encourage you all to join it as soon as possible. The links are on the website and on my Twitter account. Maybe a couple of housekeeping things before we get started on this episode. First and foremost, I'm very excited to say that I am only, 13, 14 days away from being done with probation, done with the entire episode. It's been, about 5.5 years, I guess, of my life, in some way or another. And if you look through my feed, you'll understand what happened to me. But I'm almost done. And it's been a very hard thing that I went through. And I thank all of you guys for the many well wishes over the years and everything else. I did all this. I endured all this as best I could. I kept up the website. And honestly, it's been since 2018, really. That's when my troubles really began. And, you think about it. Was it eight years ago, I was in a hospital room, undergoing chemotherapy, trying to survive cancer, and working on the website every day, and then getting arrested and for something I didn't mean to do, being betrayed by somebody I thought was a friend, and going to prison, spending 2 years of my life in prison, losing everything. It's been a long road, and it's been hard, really hard in a lot of cases, but I've always tried to maintain the quality of the website and my efforts for you guys, and so I'm proud of what I've accomplished in doing that. So, but it's almost over. This nightmare of mine is almost over, and wonderful things are going to happen, I think. So, anyway, I didn't mean to go off on that little tangent, but I just wanted to let you guys know where I'm at. So, I'll probably be getting drunk that night when I'm finally free. Really hammered, okay? Debauchery style kind of stuff. Anyway, So, as many of you who follow me know, my latest Twitter account was canceled at 20K followers, and now I have a new Twitter account. It's at hierarchyforever.com, hierarchy number four ever. Did I say .com? That's not right. At hierarchyforever. On X, and also I directed you guys to join my Patreon in order to get the classic threads from FWA, Fags Worship Alphas, the prior incarnation of the website, but Patreon won't let me do that. So what I'm doing now is I'm going to upload the threads to a paid section on hierarchyuniversity.com, I have figured out how to set it up so that I can put that material onto the website as sort of a paid section. So you'll be able to get access to those things directly from the website, which I like anyway, because I don't really like using options like Patreon or third-party things for that kind of content, but this works out much better. So anyway, that'll be coming soon, like in the next week, day or two. So I had to do some rebuilding on the website to get that to work. So anyway, those are the updates, I guess. So on to the show. If you're a reader of the website, you know that I recently wrote about Clavicular, this social media barnacle that has been making all kinds of waves on social media and across the internet, and in traditional media, unfortunately. He is somebody who's risen to prominence in the last year or so over this looks maxing nonsense. And Clavicular, he calls himself Clav, and I think I'm just going to call him Clav also, just because it's much easier. Clav, this looks maxing thing that he's part of and kind of the face of, it involves like taking a hammer or some other kind of, you know, heavy object and hitting the bone structures of your face and stuff, and other kinds of exercises and manipulations of the face and body to achieve what they call the maximum look, looks maxing, right, for a person. And they have a rating system, which is totally idiotic if you actually listen to it. Although I will say it, it reminds me of my hierarchy pyramid a little bit, but a retarded version of it, where in the looks maxing community, they rank people according to how attracted they are, and how like how powerful they are because of their looks, okay? It goes from the bottom is like, they call them subhuman. They'd be rate like a 0 to 1 or 2 or something like that. And it goes up to like, I don't even remember some of the other lower levels are kind of stupid. Like beta minus or whatever and whatever. And then it goes up to a Chad. And then a Giga Chad, which would be like a God Alpha or an Apex Alpha. And it's really dumb. It sounds sort of like anime bullshit, the wording and everything else. It just seems very stupid to me. And the emphasis on just purely looks as a defining characteristic of a man or an influencer or a person who has power over others, it's pretty shallow, obviously. But I will say this, and I guess this is where I want to get at is with this episode, is that I want to talk about how people like Clav are dangerous to hierarchy and the truth of hierarchy and the truth of alphahood. This is how I kind of look at it. Alphas are typically very good looking, okay, and they are, they get a lot of attention and deference, from inferior people based on their looks, you know, typically. And I think this is where, a lot of this is kind of coming from. This looks maxing, I believe, is sort of an outcropping of what developed, a decade or two ago online in the hierarchy movement. I do honestly believe that. I think that it sort of has mutated from the hierarchical movement that sites like mine were pushing years ago, and people were beginning to understand that there was a difference between an alpha and a faggot and a beta male, and they were classifying people that way. They began to look at males that way. But I think the looks maxing community has taken it a step further, where it's sort of combining hierarchical thought with this sort of attention at any cost, sort of superficial model heavy look that has sort of taken over social media. And they've sort of combined into a kind of a mutated thing that isn't about, is no longer about being naturally superior or a natural leader. It's about posing as one. You see what I'm saying? It's superficial. It's not real leadership. Clav is not a leader, all right? He's an autistic weirdo who is attractive superficially in a plastic kind of way, and so are some of these other looks maxers. But they're not real leaders. Like, Clav is not going to survive against a real alpha, like a true alpha. He's not ever going to be able to. He's more about posing at parties, trying to get the right angle on lighting and whatnot, wherever he's standing in relation to a camera, and not about being a real man. He is sort of, he's in a general sense, he's basically the more popularized version of some of these cash masters in FinDom who take pictures constantly at Planet Fitness and think that that makes them alpha, when they're imitations of aesthetic goals, I guess. You know, rather than being the thing, they're imitating it. In the case of FinDom, they're doing that because they get cash for it from faggots. In Clav's case, he's doing it because he gets social media hits and he gets interviews on podcasts and sometimes on news outlets, inexplicably on news outlets. So, and he makes money off of it, right? He makes media money off of it. And on one hand, the rise of people like Clav demonstrates, and same with like FinDom masters, okay, even though I don't consider them, most of them, to be real alphas, they prove the point that human beings are very hierarchical animals, and we respond to even the suggestion of superiority and or perfection. So Clav is sort of a reflection of that, but it's imperfect reflection. See, like Clav, I believe, and there's a reason why, for instance, Clav is being lumped in with these other looks maxers as being related to the incel community. Now, in the incel community, if you don't know, there was a big deal about incels 10 years ago when they were shooting up schools and whatnot, because they were involuntarily celibate, which is where incel comes from. And they were, on some level or another, not ugly guys, but they just were socially awkward and they couldn't get girls. So they shoot up schools, you know. And I think the media has rightly connected Clav and his ilk to these incels for that reason, even though Clav and these looks maxers are getting laid. It's all performative. Like, Clav wants to have sex with girls because it ups his body count and the perception that he is a lover. But he doesn't know love. He's autistic. Severely autistic. If you watch him in any of his videos, he's always darting around and looking around when he's talking to people. He doesn't really engage with people in a meaningful way. He's sort of like the modern version of Patrick Bateman from the movie American Psycho. Now, if you've ever seen American Psycho, I think you'll know what I mean there. In that movie, the Patrick Bateman character in that movie and book moved in very high wealthy circles and was very professionally successful, but there was something wrong with him, clearly, because he was a psycho killer. But huge manipulator. But there's really no difference between the Patrick Bateman character in American Psycho and what Clavicular and these other ones are doing today. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if one of these days somebody finds a freezer full of body parts in Clav's $20 million penthouse condominium or something. Like, I wouldn't be surprised at that, you know, because he gives off those vibes of somebody who could kill without thinking about it. And that's not really alpha. That's a sickness, you know. And I really don't like giving him publicity in any way. I don't like really... I do find it fascinating, but I also find it very disappointing because I think there are faggots, certainly women and faggots, who are falling for this idea that guys like Clavicular are alpha. They're actually ruining the idea of alphahood. And it has to be rejected and called out for what it is. Because it's leading to the ruination of real men in the world. I think we've been decrying this for a long time, you know, as guys are not doing traditional work, or doing physical things and like acting like men, you know, and they're playing video games and on their phones and trying to be social media stars and influencers instead of actually doing real work and doing the real work of leading that alpha should be doing. And so I think society is worse because of that. And I think people like Clav are dangerous to society because they're the wrong ideal and they're leading other people down a rabbit hole that is just absolutely worthless, you know, in the long run. It's not worthless to them because they're making profit off of it, but for society's sake, it's definitely worthless. So I just reject it. And I just wanted to talk about Clav because I have featured him on the website. But I'm still not quite done with that. Like, I need to, like, get that out there that guys like Clav are not alpha in the sense that hierarchy understands it or in a sense that hierarchy needs it. So I encourage the people listening to please reject that person and people like him. Because they're worthless, ultimately. Anyway, well, that's all I have to say for tonight. Thanks for joining me. I apologize for the kind of spotty schedule. It's been really crazy right now for me. So hopefully it will work itself out soon. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me today, tonight, or whatever. And I will talk to you soon, okay? Love you.
Bye.